Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Wake Up 9/11 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and tonight I'm with John Doerr. He's back. He's back to kick some ass on the airwaves, or whatever you call this now, the digital waves. Anyways, here we have John. How's it going?
What's up, James? Good to be back with you.
Ah, yeah, it's fucking awesome, man. I had a good conversation with you on the phone earlier. I had my buddy Chuck over, and we smoked some doobage. And
cool.
So I'm a little pie-eyed, but you can take control today and unleash
right.
the beast inside. So go ahead, man.
Okay, well, we were talking about the fact that, first of all, I get the feeling people are starting to pay attention, good and bad, to us for what we've been doing here with these radio shows and what we've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
I've been offline temporarily. I've been back in New York City in Brooklyn doing some stuff, and but you've informed me that people have basically, you know, giving you some shit and attacking you in a couple of different ways.
Right, that's
and,
right.
one of them is a what would you call him, a head honcho at 9/11 Truth?
Yeah, that's right.
Which I find, pretty, it piques my interest to hear that, He would
oh, really?
Stoop to such levels. Yes, this guy would stoop to such levels, to make fun of you and stuff.
Right.
To me, it points out that this guy personally is a bullshit artist. And,
oh, yeah.
What's his name again?
Ken Doc.
Ken Doc. Yeah, I got to remember that. We must be making some waves, obviously.
Maybe.
Bringing real truth instead of phony propagandized truth like they're bringing.
That's right, man.
So, I laugh at it because, you know, him making fun of you shows how fucking pathetic he actually is and the rest of his fucking organization is that hasn't done anything to make any difference in the 9/11 movement at all. Except to fucking stifle it and stop it in its tracks with
right.
Bullshit propaganda. And
no balls
to fucking lead it forward in any direction that causes any real fucking change in the world. Which really pisses me off because I'm fucking here in New York City. I know people that built the fucking towers. I know people that died in the towers. And these fucking assholes are fucking nothing but propagandist fucking tools and prostitutes. trying to stop real change and bringing the real perpetrators to justice, which, you know, as a resident of New York, lifetime resident of New York City, really pisses me the fuck off.
Mm.
And this guy thinks he's just going to fucking stand there and make stupid fucking videos, and he ain't going to get any guff back. He's got another fucking thing coming.
Right.
Because here I stand in Brooklyn, and, these assholes, like I said, are doing nothing but fucking stopping the 9/11 movement and stopping the real truth and the real perpetrators from being known and being prosecuted like they deserve to be, because these fucks are probably working for them and being paid by them to do this shit, which I don't take kindly to. And just the fact that he's making stupid videos and stuff shows, his fucking ignorance and the lack of true power that he really has and true intelligence, which I vow to you right now and everybody out there, to me, it's a calling. And I'm going to bring it 10 times harder now and make a fucking 10 times more of a fool of him now.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get that out of the out on the air. And I hope he fucking hears it. And I hope he fucking does something about me so I can do something about him.
Right.
Because wherever the fuck he's from, he ain't from Brooklyn. Because if he is, I'd hunt him down for you. Show him what a real man does. Not a fucking phony, fake fucking prostitute, propagandist fucking tool. Anyway, enough about him. We'll get back to him when the time is appropriate, Uncle James.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, but just to let it be known, it's definitely a sign that we are making waves and that, you know, people are paying attention to what we're saying. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, man.
And so be it.
There you go.
If you're doing the right thing, you always got haters. So we're doing the right thing, cuz.
That's good, man. I feel it, too. You know, I was going to say we were talking also about this thing about the World Truth Council.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't. We just came up with the name. Well, I threw it out there at the end, but
right.
I made a page for it, and I made a video. So I just want to talk about it for a sec. It's
sure
a meeting of the minds. Go
right.
Ahead.
I just came up with a basic idea of that. Basically, you know. There's people that are concentrating on certain subject matters like 9/11 or Sandy Hook or a myriad of other, you know, false flag attacks from the elites on the people of the world for control
right.
and fear. A lot of people are doing, you know, great work and finding out a lot of evidence and a lot of real truth in these subjects. But the thing that I've noticed is that they're not coordinating together, which I think, and we agree on, would be a good thing for people of different camps to get together for the same common purpose and cause, which is
right.
To link all these events together and to find out, in other words, to compare notes. And,
right.
and to document all this stuff in one site,
right.
be it a Facebook page or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
where people can go and people that are investigating all this stuff can talk with other people and compare notes, like I said, where I believe common threads can be further identified. In all of these false flag attacks and different events that could help move the entire truth movement forward further and to be able to have a greater effect on the world at large and wake up more people, which is all of our common purpose. So in that sense, I think that would be a really good thing. Instead of, in other words, what's happening now is there seems to be like appointed heads, individuals that can be, shall we say, compromised by outside
right.
sources to
sure.
steer things in different directions that they shouldn't be steered in.
Mm-hmm.
So. In this sense, what I propose is that, you know, it's a collective where there is no individual in charge or anything like that.
Right.
Which, you know, would create a more level playing field and a more fair and just playing field where no individual is in control. And
right.
in other words, the group can't be compromised. And if they are, it would be a lot easier to identify the people that are compromised and get rid of them as soon as possible.
Good idea.
Yeah.
There's lots of – I can think of a guy on a Global Sky Watch for the chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can think of lots – anyone can come.
Right, anybody from any source. That's what
yeah,
I suppose.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the bottom line is all this shit is coming from one source, and that's the controlling elites. So,
right.
And there are a lot of people out there investigating a whole lot of stuff that's linked to them, that comes directly
mm-hmm.
from them. You know, this whole world is turned into a giant control system for them to profit from. And
right.
this is ultimately all of our common cause to fight against. Because it's basically, when you boil it down, it's a war against the common man. It's a war against the people by this small group of people that control trying to control the planet. And
yeah.
we need to organize and consolidate together to out these people and to show the world who exactly and what exactly these people are and what they're doing. And how they're hurting, you know, the people of the world and, you know, the planet as a whole.
Yeah, maybe this is 2D, but it's a paradigm, eh? This world that everybody's living in, it's all
right.
collapsing
and it's accepting.
Around them.
People are accepting it.
It's not even
readily.
Real.
Huh? Right. I'm saying people accept this, you know, control
right.
system, you know, that they believe they're free in when, you know, they're not at all. And
What's
that's worrisome
is,
to me.
That they're not free and they're
right.
being made less free and that they think that they can just walk all over us. And that,
right,
that's what,
exactly.
I mean, we aren't inept, incapable, and stupid across the board. The truth
right.
is, like what you're saying, is this collective consciousness is like... you know, you have a whole bunch of different people who are concerned about specific things, and they bring it
right.
to the table. And we can wake up to it because the more we know, the more we open our eyes. You know, like
exactly, knowledge is power.
Fucking right, man. The more knowledge,
yep.
the more power, and that way,
and that's
we can fight with these motherfuckers.
Right,
and
you
know,
if I could point out, that's exactly what's being used against us as a
yeah,
whole,
but,
against the entire planet, is their knowledge. And their organization.
Right.
So why not fight fire with fire?
And it's really simple to do. It's
right.
really simple to get together in one spot and just blab. You know, let it
right.
let it out, talk about it.
Right.
And
to filter
like
the truth and to get the real truth out.
Yeah.
Have a place where you know, the truth can be filtered and condensed.
Refined, you mean, or like
right, exactly.
Brought into like simple ideas, like this is what it is,
right.
and you know.
And to be verified is very
sure,
important
sure.
too. Verification of real truth.
Yeah, there are some sites out there like that look at facts. They fact check, but
yeah.
I don't know. Like the more the merrier, right? Like
exactly.
This would be a place for. You know, specifically to do with the problems that we're facing, and
right.
and that can include environmental or like, you know, there's all different schools of thought that can come together into a very powerful medium of understanding.
Right. Exactly. And
so
I believe that would up the ante and put a lot
right.
more pressure on these people that are hurting all of us. Collectively, for their
they're
own,
not even,
you know, greed.
They're
know?
Not even hiding
and,
it.
Exactly.
They're not
these
even
people
hiding
need
it.
To be
it's
dealt
like,
with, and you know, the game
brutal.
Needs to be stepped up. And you know, like this asshole Ken Dock, he's
right.
part of a group of people that are trying to stop this. You know, they're trying to stall everything,
right?
To
right.
keep the status quo going. You
mm-hmm.
know. When the
That's
status quo is just a control
wow.
system.
He's he hasn't done
he's
much
a prostitute.
In the way of pardon? There well
he's a prostitute
that,
and a shill.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And he makes it blatantly obvious by the way he's attacking you. So if he wants it, we'll give it to him. In space.
Okay.
If he wants, he could have my home number and he could talk to me to my face.
Okay.
Like a real man.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just sort of like... I call them out for what they are, which is a group of people that are doing anything and that are fucking the dog.
Right.
And what's worse than that is that they're deliberately putting a stop to, or they're not listening to, or they're not being receptive to this idea of no planes, of even talking about how the plane was supposedly to hit the side of the tower, and what dynamics happened in the plane within the tower. Like, they haven't done anything on it.
Right.
All they keep saying is, we're waiting for another investigation. You know, like...
Right, right.
That's
and you'll
bullshit.
Be waiting for a century.
Well, the thing is, they are stalling, and they're putting up walls, and we're making it difficult for people to get the truth and the real answers. I mean, I've done a lot of research, and I've come up with a lot of ideas, but I don't know if everything I'm saying is the 100% absolute truth. I never said I was a scientist, but it's not about that. It's like, I talk about the obvious shit, you know, like, and then I got an engineer involved, and we talked about the technical parts, and I understand, you know, from designing the towers and 3D and all that shit, I understand how they're built and what the matrix of it, and how the core was designed, and you know, there's no way, it's not even a question of no way. It didn't happen the way they said it did.
Exactly.
It's a fucking
and
massive fucking lie.
That's why these people are put into place, is to, in other words, keep perpetrating this fraud on the world.
Sure.
And to stop people from searching out other alternative explanations for what actually did happen that day.
I even think they were set up before it all happened.
I agree.
But it was like just part of the... which, if I could point out,
shows collectively on their part, all of them, their fallacy. It shows that their lies don't run too long and don't hold so much weight.
Right.
You know, and that's immensely encouraging to me to know that, you know, when it comes down to it, they really are weak. And all of this is being concocted and contrived through deceit and lies that are easily broken through once paid attention to and investigated.
Yeah, and I always knew this day would come, you know, like when people actually do go, oh my God, holy fuck, we were duped, what do we do now? And what do we do now is the problem.
Yeah.
The thing is that, but, you know, we can plan what we're going to do. Because whenever... I picture it like, you know, gasoline, oil, or oil, colorful rainbows in water.
Yeah.
It eventually all comes together as one little blot of gasoline or whatever. But anyway, it's... But that's not even it. I'm thinking like a... crystals, a field of crystals growing or something. I don't know. It's like it spreads out, you know?
Right.
And so what I'm getting at is that the truth, once it's on the move, it's on the move and it's unstoppable.
Right.
And that,
the domino effect.
You know, they even monopolized truth with the word 9/11 truth. Like, that would, and then they show pictures of, a third light. There's three lights, and they show a third light. But it's before they actually did do the three lights, but that came before that. So that wasn't true. It's their logo. It's like it's lacking truth. And you know, I could go on and on and on, but I feel like it's pretty obvious at this point, anyways, and. I just feel like the whole thing's going to come crashing down pretty soon. So,
yeah. Hopefully. Well, we're going to help it along, ain't we?
Yeah, well, nothing we're doing wrong here. It's just, you know, talking.
No. Right.
We're talking about the truth. There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
I don't pay allegiance to anybody but God, man.
me neither.
That's me. You don't have to. If you do, that's cool. I just feel like I don't have to worry about what anybody else thinks. It's like I've been doing the right thing all along. So have you. And we're telling the truth, and there's no shame in telling the truth. And
absolutely not.
A lot of people feel like they need to be scared, need to be afraid, and that's because the assholes made us scared and afraid by doing evil
people
fucking things.
People are mass programmed to accept fear and propaganda.
Oh yeah, fear is the greatest
motivator. That steers them away from the truth.
You know, some back in the day, you know, like you know, 5 or 6 years ago, someone might say, that was Hitler's tactic, you know, fear or whatever. But you know, it's also everybody else's fucking tactic. I mean, come on, we're subject to so much fear; it's ridiculous.
Right, and this is in other words, this is their motive operandi. You know, for centuries, this is the same archaic, centuries old, archaic, outdated, you know, control system of fear that the elites have perpetrated on the world for centuries and centuries through mass murder and all of this stuff, you know, wars and all of this. And it's time to be, you know, that it needs to be stood up to because, you know, these people aren't, you know, they claim divine right, as I said before, you know, to rule over us. And I don't buy that and I don't accept it. I don't accept being ruled by anybody. Because, you know, they have no right, as far as I'm concerned. And it's all lies. And, you know, everything in this culture, you know, it's all set up to benefit, you know, established institutions, the church, you know, religions, government, industry, you know, corporations, all of it. This whole control system is to benefit them. And I don't agree with it. And I refuse to play by their rules because their rules are bullshit. And their rules are only meant to benefit them, not everybody in the world. And not to create a peaceful world. This system is created and put in place to keep a world of chaos and fear and, you know, destruction and death, which I don't agree with and never will.
Yeah.
And it needs to be changed. It needs to be addressed. And these people need to be called out and shown for who and what they actually are and have always been. As hard as, you know, that is for the majority of people to accept. And, you know, because they are so, you know, indoctrinated into the system. That, you know, like we've experienced, they fight against it and fight against you when you come up with ulterior, you know, explanations for what this system actually is.
It's like people have been hooked up to the Kool-Aid IV all their whole lives.
Exactly. And it's time to pull the plug.
Yeah. There's so many analogies, and they even give them to us, too. It's like they're playing with us. It's so...
Right.
We're like little hamsters to them or something. It really drives me nuts.
But the bottom line is they're hamsters, too. They're no different than me and you. They're only people.
They
have
special.
No divine powers. They have no divine rights. This is the bottom line, and this is all the bullshit that I've been trying to cut through since I've awakened. Is their gigantic bullshit story of claiming divine right and, you know, their bloodlines and all this bullshit that they lay down on everybody to scare the shit out of them. I don't buy any of it. Now that I know the truth about it, it's all the giant bullshit story, and it's a smokescreen. Because when you get down to it, these elitists are nothing but cowards that act, you know, in other words, finagle and deceive people to do what they want to be done, which is destroy and hurt and, you know, kill people for their benefit again. Because the people that are doing the killing and the murdering for them don't benefit. It's these people at the top that are benefiting from all this destruction. And it's disgusting. And, you know, again, I just want to put out that, you know, they claim that they're, you know, civilized and enlightened and all this stuff and, you know, in a superior class over the normal people when the truth of the matter is they're the exact opposite. They're below us through their actions, which are deceitful, destructive. You know, these people mass murder millions. You know, would you label that as enlightenment? Because I
no.
wouldn't.
Oh, no.
I'd label that as savagery and
yeah.
barbaric and terrorists. They're the true terrorists.
Like, I don't know what world they're living in, but in this world, it's like, it's unacceptable shit, man. It's been
right,
going on
exactly.
way too long, and people are, you know, don't realize they have the power to stop it. They're just, they are caught in this fucking delusion.
Right.
It's really a delusion.
It's a vortex.
It's like,
yeah, they created
yeah,
a vortex of deception. That sucks everybody into it. It's what
you
it
can
is.
Get out
there's
of it,
there's the Fibonacci. It's the reverse Fibonacci
top.
Sequence.
Oh yeah, right now that's cool.
In negative.
Yeah.
Which fuck that shit. I'm going in positive.
Well, there you go.
Right.
I think there's always a way to solve it without. There's so many facets to an idea. It's not
right.
just two-sided every time.
Right.
It's not like a coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make
there's
analogies
two,
to anything.
There's
so
two
make
sides
an analogy
to a coin,
to,
but there's also the edge is another side.
Oh, well, there you go.
There
In
you
fact,
go.
There's multiple zillions of edges around us.
Right.
Anyways, if you think of like a dodecahedron, I mean, if you don't
right.
know what that is,
it's
like a 12-sided dice.
Right.
Well, you can, each side of that fat is a facet of an idea, and it can
right.
be like 15 different things.
Uh-huh.
So people think very simply. They think of along simple lines. They talk
mm-hmm.
in a linear way. They're like one word after the other, one idea after the other.
Right.
It's processed in a logical order. You know, like everything we do is
inside the box.
Programmed into us.
It's the box.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
If you can think of another thing that it's like, if you can think of anything that is broken or doesn't work right, and
mm-hmm.
come up with a solution, you know,
yeah.
you're not only intelligent, but you're promoting progress and the intellect of everybody, because you can pass it on or never show it to anybody, but
right.
If you do pass it on, it
mm-hmm.
it gets spread around. So a good
right.
idea like what you proposed,
mm-hmm.
Starting this, I want to call it the World Truth Council. It's
yeah.
just there's nothing posh about it. It's
not at all.
People coming together to talk about the crucial issues and important stuff that really
right.
matters, and we all
mm-hmm.
become aware of everybody's stuff, and
right.
It's all
and,
one unit. It's, you know.
Right. And I'd like to interject that however it's done, either on Facebook or whatever, how it starts, I believe
right.
it should be a collective for data, too.
Sure.
You know, so it's there in black and white for anybody to see, for
oh,
the
yeah,
world
well.
To see and know and to learn, because you
yeah.
can find it all in one place, you know.
Right. You don't have to do Google
We'll
searches.
Condense it, make sure it's verified as truthful, you know, and lay it down.
Right.
And anybody can access it at any time. And anybody can learn, you know, and truly enlighten themselves to the situation, you know, the world has been put in by a small group of fanatical maniacs, psychopaths, that want to control
Fuck
the
right.
entire planet for their own profit and you know, purpose, which, you know, doesn't include any one of us, which is hideous.
Yeah.
And needs to
yeah,
be
Yeah, after all again. We did for them.
Yeah, exactly. We
I
built
mean,
their entire world for them.
Ungrateful motherfuckers.
Yeah,
fucking
damn
they're
straight.
They're just pieces of shit, these guys. Like,
yeah, they are. They're inbred freaking isolated scumbags with devious
yeah,
minds
they're
that can only concoct. Yeah, they can only concoct death and destruction. You know.
You know, but the thing that drives me nuts is the peak sort of intellect they have is that of eugenics. It's like, oh,
right.
you better be like Kellogg, and you know, this all this fucking retarded old school idea that's been carried on,
right.
Where you know, You go through a society and you weed out the ones you don't want.
Right.
It's just fucking citizen red.
Yeah, what does that say about you and the solution?
These people need to be caged.
Right. The thing is, see, this is the best they could come up with because of their lack of creativity, because they're all left-brained and they're all like reptiles. They have reptile minds and reptile actions. They have
right.
no compassion. They don't act with
That's
compassion.
Right.
They don't, you know... Like I said before, you know, I wouldn't mind being ruled by these people if they actually came up with solutions to actually, you know, help humanity and help the world, you know, help heal the planet itself and everything. But in reality, the bottom line is the exact opposite is all that's coming from them, which is more
right.
control, death, and destruction and slaughter of the planet itself. They're cutting the planet out from under their own feet as well. Which
yeah,
shows
so
their
weird.
Stupidity and lack of enlightenment. And, you know, I you know, seriously, when you step back and look at the big picture, you know, you laugh at these people because they're the least among us.
Right.
To quote Terrence McKenna, we're being led by the least among us, the least intelligent, the least, you know, compassionate. They're savages, and you know they need to be stood up against and outed for who and what exactly they are, so the world can heal itself and the world can move on from them and their control. Because until that happens, it's only going to get worse and worse. And all you have to do is look at history; it's only been compounding worse and worse. The destruction is worse. The mass murder is worse. It's all compounding and getting, you know, the numbers just grow. You know, the numbers of deaths, the numbers of animals dying, the numbers of trees being cut down, the numbers of, you know, water, you know, rivers being poisoned and polluted and everything. You know, it's never going to heal itself until we the people step in and truly take the power back from these psychopaths.
Yeah. Well, honestly, that's
and the game needs to be stepped up.
It's not out of arm's reach. It's not out of like you can't.
No,
it's not
definitely
like
not.
You can't do it. And
no.
But we're consumed being consumers.
Right.
And which is another
control system.
Yeah, it's like we're stuck in this whole mire of behavior and. And sort of a mind set.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like a hive mind.
And it's, well...
We've been turned into the Borg, basically, by them.
Oh, my God.
If you really step back and look at it, it's not, you know, really... It's really, truthfully, what it is, because everybody's, you know, to the point where all they care about is their job, their you know, their bills, what kind of toys, material possessions they can purchase, and that's it. You know,
and their favorite sports team.
There's no real community anymore. Everything is you know, divided. All the people are divided. Everyone's, you know, selfish and to themselves now, where, you know, years ago, like in the 30s, 40s, there was community. Everybody knew each other. You know,
yeah,
collectively,
even,
people were a lot more friendlier, and that doesn't exist anymore because that's part of their matrix that they've imposed on us, is to divide us and make us all, in other words, insulated from each other via materialism.
People gravitated to the cities, but they became less connected.
Right,
sort of like,
exactly.
You walk down the street, you see a poor man, ask for change, and you just keep walking, you know?
Right,
or
exactly.
You walk down the street, you see a poor man, and you give him, like, whatever you got in your pocket. But the point is that it too, is...
It's not really helping the poor man. It's not helping the poor man.
Yeah, it isn't.
The poor man has been thrown away.
The poor man is... He can get off his feet, or he may not. He may be stuck there, but...
Right.
By giving him money, and I hate saying this, it's not helping the entire
right.
global thing. It's
right.
Making the problem stay. It's like...
Right. It's accepting the problem that he's poor and he should stay there. And just here,
and then getting
enough for a cup of coffee or whatever, or a meal. But how is
so,
that
like,
helping him
cops,
in the long term?
Then you got these cops taking all the homeless people off the streets in the States. Like, what the fuck is going on, man?
It's part of the eugenics
the middle
program.
Class.
It's part of the eugenics program.
There's so many people that are poor or borderline poor. Like, everything's tanked. It's fucking obvious. But people are scared. They're hiding behind their...
We were talking about this before, is the middle class, especially in America, is being killed.
Right.
Pretty soon, what the elite's dream is there will be only two classes. There will be rich and there will be poor, because the poor then will be easily controlled, because they will have no power.
Yeah.
The elite's worst enemy is the middle class, because they still have power. They have power to affect influence and change, you know, on a mass scale. Whereas, you know, desperately poor people can't do anything.
That's why
except
they're,
be
know,
controlled.
They're implementing this. This has been going on since the 90s. Clinton signed documents to have
NAFTA.
UN. Well, not just that. I watched this thing today about, what was it, bringing in military from other countries. They've been stationed here and involving the UN. And then there was this thing about a pledge. It was sort of like a test that the recruits take at the end, saying, you know, if required to fire upon an American citizen, would you do so?
Right.
And there's other shit in there. And it's like, I posted it, and the whole FEMA camp and the FEMA campers that they saw, there's someone who flew over those the other day. This whole, you know, we weren't making it up. We're not pulling shit here. This is what's going on. They are preparing to mass murder the entire United States and Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be easy.
Mm-hmm.
If we aren't ready, and I've been saying get ready, prep, you know, get whatever you need before it's too late. Because if it is too late, there are a serious number of consequences. And I've gone over the various scenarios with you, and, you know, you go into them. But, I mean, there's a reason why they call it a zombie apocalypse. So if that isn't scary enough... You don't want to be caught in the middle of that. Like, let that sink in your head, okay?
Right. It's time to wake up.
People need to be ready. People
Right.
need to be awake, ready, and prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And
informed.
And they got to take their head out of their ass now and, you know, look around, blink a few times, and like, oh, this is the reality. This is, my head's out of the ass. I'm in reality. I'm not in the Matrix anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is true. I accept it. It's real. It's fact.
Right.
And basically, you know, then you can deal with the situation. Because if you ignore it, like people that I know, friends, family, whatever, they're still completely disillusioned. But it's because they have prejudice against me, right? They think they know me, so that they think they can dismiss what I'm saying because I'm just so full of shit. You know, whatever. I'm not, but... They don't, even my friends and family treat me like shit. Anyways, I'm just saying that they think I'm nuts.
Excuse me.
And that you know, because I went to a mental hospital, they can't, they don't have to listen to me anymore. So that's prejudice.
But get them to argue with the facts of what you're talking about, and they have nothing to back up what, you know, their denial
with. It becomes an exercise in frustration. It's like, you try. But it's like some people, if they're prone to snap out of it, they will. If they're not, then I think people will they'll wait till the last minute, and then when the shit hits the fan, they'll figure it out, you know? Because when someone tells you the banana's on the fridge, 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 you know, a month later, where's the banana? It's on the fridge. It's to say that it'll click then, and they'll be awake. So the question I always ask myself was, how many people are actually awake, and how many people are stupid? And how many people are awake but not saying a fucking word because they don't want to out themselves, and
right.
like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, they're coming for everybody. So it's, you know, stop playing games. This whole thing is a big, gigantic fucking game, I'm telling you. It's,
right.
That's why it's funny. It's loony. It's fucking
yeah.
ridiculous how so mm-hmm. stupid this is when you actually figure it out. And
right.
So, you know, what you are to me as a friend is like someone who knows this stuff about the world and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet, and you recommended me to talk to a friend of yours that you met. Well, I should do
yeah.
the same to you. So, like, we need to network. We need to cross
right.
platform. Everybody's like, hey, buddy, blah, 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 blah. Oh, yeah, and then tells to the next guy. Like, pass it around like a loop, like
right.
a spiral from a fucking Fibonacci sequence, man.
Right. Exactly.
Anyways,
the power is
so,
in the numbers.
Oh, yeah, math is great. But I think there's
yeah.
even simple math that makes math interesting, you know?
Absolutely.
I like constants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like pi or the phi, which is the Fibonacci number sequence, or
yeah.
the Planck constant, or I don't know. There's a number of them, but it's just, they're like this fucked up number, but it represents a singularity through the universe. It's like lightning's bolt right through the fucking universe. That's
yep.
what that symbol means. And so that's why numbers are cool, and I love, you know, matrixes and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's the 3D stuff, and that's like doing artwork with numbers. It's really,
right.
really, really cool, man.
Yep.
I recommend 3D to anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not so easy now, but in the future it'll be made so easy. I saw this
right.
Commercial for sort of like a wrist, sort of an armband you put on, and you twist
yeah.
your arm and you twist your wrist and you move your fingers and it feels all the muscles and shit, and
yeah.
it can do, like, you know, perform 50 functions or whatever, you know, like
yeah.
you can use this fucking armband and like control your computer with your hand.
Right.
It's fucking cool, man. I love that shit.
Yeah.
I want to
yeah.
live for that shit, you know? Like,
I hear you.
Holy fuck. I wish everybody would agree, you know, living for something that's cool and just advancement, technology, progress, the re-beautification of the planet, and the end of fossil fuels, and, you know, believing in a future that's tangible, real,
right.
not science fiction, and
exactly.
isn't fiction. It's the truth. It's what's possible.